buddy. How's it going?
It's going good. How are we doing today?
Awesome.
Sweet.
Another fun-filled episode this week.
I know. I got some more funny shit for you. I was told by a couple people that did like the...
What we did?
Yep. What we did last week. Awesome.
That's good to know.
Figured I'd bring a couple more things. So, I mean, like... Man, I'm telling you, there's a couple of these. I love this new segment that we're gonna try out.
The one star reviews. Yep. I love it.
We're getting a little sexy time on this episode.
Dropping some stuff here.
You drop in your mouth after I tell you what's going on. God damn.
Let's hear these one star reviews. Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. So, here's what's going on. First off, have you played with toys in your life? Have you?
We talking about Transformers, Legos?
No. We're talking about
the adult toys.
The
lightsabers.
The lightsabers. Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. So we know about that. This first review is and you've seen these the love dice.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking? You roll it, you do something to your partner,
enact
right?
Whatever the dice say, yeah.
Exactly.
Usually it's like an action and a body part or something, like between two dice. One dice has an action and the other one has a body part.
And then
that you perform the action on. Okay.
This customer ended up buying a love dice set and was very displeased with this purchase. So he says, You know the ones. They're designed for sexy foreplay, the idea being you roll two dice to determine A, which body part you're going to be paying attention to, and B, what you're going to be doing with it. And when you first pick them up, you may have romantic notions that they'll tell you to kiss or suck or, do sexy things with. Unfortunately, This Amazon user was incredibly disappointed with the game. And all he has to say about it is, waste of money. Spent 3 hours licking my girlfriend's hand. three hours just trying to play with this little roly-roly dice. And, I guess you don't want to be a dog. I can see that. I've done it. I've played with dice. It's, you roll it, and I swear I was, it was like something like lick ear. It was like basically giving you a wet willy. Like, the fuck? it's a weird one. This other one, and this one's actually really funny. A boyfriend... left web shoppers buzzing with laughter when he explained how a $25 Amazon sex toy works so well on his girlfriend, she nearly killed him as she sent him flying. He explained how he had bought his girlfriend the toy to give her the sensation of oral and penetration, but didn't have high hopes due to the price. Chase said, expected it to be pretty weak. But I tried it nonetheless. Once the couple found the right spot for it, it was go time. And after 30 seconds, she started to feel the effects. The boyfriend shared, I can't remember the rest. Apparently, she instantly came that hard that her legs kicked out, hit my jaw. I went flying back and landed on the radiator. She thought that she had killed me. All in all, after a frozen bag of peas on my jaw. It's a good toy. He joked, if you're going to use it with your partner, I suggest that you wear some form of riot gear to protect you from any physical damage that may occur. Yours truly, a damaged boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Poor guy. Just fucking karate kicks him.
Jesus.
Yeah, you got knocked the fuck out.
Knocked the fuck out.
But I just...
That's some funny shit. Because, Riot Gear, can you imagine that? She's all laid in bed, ready to go. And he's like, I'll be right back, honey. You just relax and then go get ready. And you show up and you're like in full fucking Riot Gear. And she's like, I don't know what you're role playing. He's like, nah, this is for my protection.
It's protection.
She's like, well, when I asked you protection, this isn't what I had in mind.
Where's the condom? The fuck's a condom? You said you had protection. I have my armor. Just fucking going for it.
Oh, God, man.
Quick, use your tactical fucking, what is it, the mace. You can't get pregnant now, bitch. Just fucking go for it. I thought that was funny, though. It was good shit.
That is very good shit.
Oh, well, you got anything for us this week? What God, we got going man. On?
Well, there's some new stuff hanging up. Well, one new thing.
I see it.
Target. Found him in Target. For those of you who can hardly see him in the camera, he's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle done up as the Mummy. Back in the day, back in the 90s, 80s, 90s, the Ninja Turtles had a lineup that they did with Universal Studios where the turtles were done up as different monsters. Well, it's been a big deal. A lot of people love it. So they re-released it as these taller figures with Nika. If you open up the flap, you can see he's got some cool shit in there with him. It's Velcro. Just.
Oh, shit.
Yep. He's got a different head, a couple of hands, some little things going on in there.
That's fucking cool.
They actually have a couple of them out. There's one done up as Frankenstein. There's April O'Neil's done up as the Bride of Frankenstein. I don't remember what the other ones are. They're going to be released. The Creature's not one of them.
I bet you it's going to be like Dracula and the Wolfman.
I think Dracula is one of them, and I bet you you're probably right. Probably the Wolfman. I do plan on eventually getting the whole set.
That'd be really cool.
Just because, well, I love Ninja Turtles, and I love Universal Monsters. So, it's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
I actually have an original Universal Monsters turtle. I think it's Leonardo. Could be wrong. It's been a while since I looked at him. He's on my wall.
Is he really?
Actually, on the other side of this wall.
Huh.
Actually, give me a sec. I'll go grab him.
Well, shit.
Sorry, folks.
Well, it's just me. Here it is. First here. I'm scared. I don't like it anymore. We should play the Jeopardy song.
You're not replacing it.
I don't like it.
Couldn't help that one.
God damn. All right, what do you got?
So it is Leonardo.
Is it?
Done up as the creature from Black Lagoon.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay, I have seen that one.
Yep, hanging up on the wall. They actually have done other ones of The Invisible Man, The Bride of Frankenstein, The Mutant. It's a lesser known guy. Yeah.
That is fucking awesome.
He's original. Original packaging. Like, that's...
That is fucking cool.
So, yeah. And so they're doing that series in these bigger figures here.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I was just looking at...
Right, all the different turtles on there.
Yeah, I was looking for the Universal Studio ones.
Up towards the top.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
There's only a few of them because they're the different series. So there's Series 1, Series 2. Creature was Series 2. So that would be why he's not with those ones.
Okay.
Because that series had the Wolfman, Dracula, Mummy. So, yeah. Cool stuff. He's just going to stay here now.
Okay.
I brought them in. You staying in here now.
Oh, sweet. We got original and new.
Right? Yeah.
You gotta lug it. Okay.
We just gotta find the Wolfman.
Yes.
I don't think he's been released yet. I could be wrong. But, yeah, Target. And Target had a bunch of different Nika figures. So, like, you've seen them. I don't know if I have any in here. No, I don't. They're same packaging, but they do, like, different horror guys, like Jason, Freddy. Yeah. So while I was at Target, I had a hard choice to make.
What was it?
There was the Mummy. And then there was Pinhead from Hellraiser. I had never seen Pinhead from Hellraiser. And I was like, oh man, this is a tough one. Plus, so I have several of the Jasons from the different movies.
Yeah.
And they had one of the Jasons there that I didn't have in my collection already. And so I had these three sitting out. Michelangelo, Pinhead, and then Jason. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, God. Which one do I do?
You're like, son of a bitch.
So I went with Michelangelo because, well, he's a classic monster. And those guys are going to be a limited run. Like, I've heard stories of people going and buying all the ones out from the stores just so they can jack up the prices online to sell them to collectors. Which is bullshit. Asshole. You know, I mean, if you don't like it, don't buy it.
Yeah, if you don't even fucking, if you're not even going to fucking have it in your own house.
Like, I would buy two of them. One for me, but the other one would be like a gift. Or to open up and play with. You know,
I
like,
get it.
Like I've done with some of the figures I've had in the past. I'll take them out of the box and like set them up on a table and stuff. So
I feel it.
Then I would buy two. But otherwise, why? Why? You know?
Understandably so. I get it. Yeah. It's just,
have you seen any good movies?
Yeah, actually. So, last week, went out with another human being. And
what? Somebody actually went to see something with you in public?
I know. That's what I said,
holy
too.
Holy shit.
It was dark out. Maybe that's what happened. But
okay.
No,
okay.
We saw... that was a good time. We went and saw The Invitation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard that was a vampire film?
It is a vampire film.
Okay.
It's... Fuck, I don't want to say it because it feels
like awesome.
It's a spoiler.
Is it good? Is it bad? Just give us that much.
It's worth...
Would you recommend it?
I would recommend watching it. I would not recommend watching the trailer.
Okay.
The reason why is because the trailer gives away a lot. And
it's sad. I hate it when they do that.
It would have been a better movie had they would have made the trailer simple, show some of the like a little bit of spooks and shit like that to show what kind of going on.
I guess. I mean, I've seen the trailer, so I'm sure I'm gonna know what you talk about when I watch the movie. But when I saw the trailer, and I was thinking that too when I watched the trailer, was that. You know, they totally could have played it off a certain way and, like, edited the trailer to make it look like a completely different movie.
A different type of movie. You couldn't...
And then, boom. Surprise.
It's vampires.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I would have loved that.
I would have, too.
If it was billed as a horror movie, but the trailer didn't look like it, you'd be like... What fucking horror movie is this gonna
That's
be? You know?
Right.
And then you go see it and then boom, vampires. Like, come on.
That would have been I would have really enjoyed it. And it was, like I said, it was a good movie. It had some really good jump scares in it, which I gave her shit because I was like, watch, you're gonna fucking jump. I didn't jump during it, obviously. Like stuff like that doesn't
It's taken quite a few years for you to get that way.
No, I get it. Like, and I still get surprised over a few things, but I'm not, you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, she it was funny because, like, I would count and be like, that's one. Two. So she jumped like two or three times. And I...
Nice.
She went like that and she called me an asshole. And I was like, all right, whatever.
That's good, though. I mean, to be able to get scared like that, jump, that's good. I mean...
She says she likes horror movies, but I don't know.
Well, some people are able
to get scared. No,
I mean, I know people that, you know, love horror movies too, and they still jump.
But that's just it. I'm not giving shit to that because I like to get scared. Like, that's not.
Yeah.
There's nothing against that at all.
The one scene, and it gets me every fucking time. Insidious.
Yes, that the end of the
That motherfucker when they're sitting at the kitchen table talking, and that motherfucker like leans out. That every fucking time it gets me. I know it's coming, but for some reason it's the contrast of it, daylight and everything, and then that it just for whatever reason it gets me every fucking time.
There's a
I don't
couple.
Know why.
I get that because I mean like there's a couple of movies that I've seen, you know, like the best sneakiest like things that they've done in horror movies and stuff like that. And I watch these videos and there's scenes in a lot of like paranormal stuff that I like in The Conjuring in the Ed and Lorraine Warren
Conjuring.
The Conjuring, the Insidious and stuff like that. But like there's like these little hidden things. If you pay attention,
you'll see them. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see these things. Like they're and it's so cool to see how much like attention to detail they had with it because like there were a couple spots where like you'd see like a ghost or it's in the corner or something like that and I would have never fucking
see. I noticed those things. I see them all the time and especially, you know, growing up with horror and I love horror. I've kind of like learned to pay attention to the background.
Yeah,
you know, where a lot of people like pay attention to the foreground and they're looking at the people talking and the actors or whatever in the scene, they don't pay attention to like the subtlety of things that happen in the background.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
but so well it's almost like they do but they don't, like they're it's like a subconscious kind of scare. Like it's one of those things where your brain recognizes it but it gets you later.
And you know, some of those are like...
It's one of those things they teach you for haunted houses, for example. There's different types of scares. There's the upfront scare where somebody reacts and you get them right there. There's the psychological scare where they don't necessarily jump right then and there, but it like creeps in the back of their minds when they're walking home or they're walking into their house and it's dark in their house. Like
they're just like, ooh, you got chills.
Yeah. It's a psychological. So there's different types of scares, and in horror movies it's the same way.
So
that's where a lot of those subtleties come into play, is it's like that psychological, it gets you later kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's why you end up with these people who creep out when they walk into a room and something seems off to them or whatever. It's because in the movies something like that has happened and it just lingers.
I feel that. You know, and what there's a movie that I do want to see that we did see in the trailer and we're both like, oh, that looks fucking good.
Okay.
What's that movie that you showed me? Smile.
I told you, dude, that fucking trailer.
That trailer. Ugh.
The whole trailer I was fine with till that fucking car scene.
I know.
That's what fucking got me.
Like,
I expected the whole body to tilt or something, but for the neck to just go, whoop, and there is a body still up there, you're like,
what the fuck?
Wasn't like it scared me, it's just like, what the fuck?
There's that one, and then there's another one coming out, too.
Okay.
And it's a nun who is doing exorcisms back in the day. That one looked really fucking good.
Well, I mean, they are remaking The Exorcist.
No, I don't know if it would.
No, I'm just saying. Along the same lines, The Exorcist.
But I feel like that one would be good.
How about Terrifier 2?
Terrifier 2.
That one would be awesome. So, I just learned that it is going to be playing in select theaters.
No fucking way.
Yes.
Around here?
Spokane on the 6th of October.
Of October, okay.
One night. One fucking night.
Jesus.
In Seattle, two nights. And that's it.
Where in Seattle?
I can't remember the theaters.
Okay.
But, like, the Gateway Cinemas or something like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. One night in Spokane. So, any of our peeps that live in the Spokane or Seattle area, go see it in theater. I bet you it's going to be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see it. Unfortunately,
you work?
That night, I'm flying out.
Oh, you're flying out. Ah. Well, I'll be at work on the 6th.
I'm flying out to Texas. Going to the Texas Territories.
God damn it.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, I saw that and I was like, fuck me. Why is it going to happen when I can't go there? Like, I would love to see Terrifier 2 in theater.
That's what I'm fucking saying. Oh, like, my gosh.
So.
You know, it just makes me want to punch. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say.
Feels like there's something missing.
What is there missing?
You guys know? What?
Do you see what's missing? Show us. Say map. Say
horror.
Horror.
Oh man. So this week I have for you yet another torture device. And you're gonna love this one.
Oh god. Is yes. It like the dick grabber this time?
No.
Is it the pussy punisher?
Well,
oh god,
we're just gonna have to get into it. Okay. It is called the Pair of Anguish. The Pair of Anguish, also known as choke pair or mouth pair, is a medieval torture device based on mechanisms of unknown use from the early modern period. The mechanism consists of a pear-shaped metal body divided into spoon-like segments that can be spread apart with a spring or by turning a key. Its proposed functionality as a torture device is to be variously inserted into the mouth, rectum, or vagina, and then expanded to gag or mutilate the victim. Some scholars have disputed historical accounts of the pair as being suspiciously implausible. While there exist some examples of the early modern period, some of them open with the spring, and the removable key is there not to open the mechanism, but rather to close it. At least one of the older devices is held closed with a cap at the end, suggesting it could not have been opened after inserting into an orifice. There is no contemporary evidence of such a torture device existing in medieval era, and ultimately, the utility of a genuine pair remains unknown. There is no first-hand accounts of these devices or their use. However, through the design of the devices, such as the metal consistency, the style, a select few are thought to have been made in the early modern period, 1600s. Further mentions of the device in the 19th century, they are also mentioned in Gross's Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue as choke pairs and described as aids used in extortion, formerly used in Holland. They were also discussed in a book by Eldridge and Watts. Let's see here. And then it just goes on. There's a few other books that it's mentioned in as well. But I mean, can you imagine? One of the things is that it can be inserted into your mouth and expanded upon, and the idea is that it would basically break your skull into a bunch of pieces, instantly killing you.
Whoa.
But the use of it in the other orifices is kind of like...
Let me shove this up your ass. Just
jackpot.
Oh, shit. Shara, I'm feeling a little constipated. I got the right thing for you.
I had the tool. Get the pear.
Not the pear. Oh,
not the pear.
Can you imagine a one-star review sex toy? Instantly obliterated my vagina.
Do not recommend.
Do not recommend. Have a big hole. I pee everywhere now. I wanted to get my girlfriend to get used to blowing me, and well, her mouth wasn't big enough. No, she's dead, so it doesn't matter.
From Amazon.
Oh. Skull obliterated, but mushy mouth still works. 5-star review. 5-star. Less talking these days.
No, so quiet. Shit. I barely know she's there.
I'm disappointed with the smell after a couple of weeks.
Oh,
she's dead. Oh god.
Oh man.
All right.
I knew you'd like that.
That's fucking awesome.
I was looking for all kinds of just stuff, and I happened to come across that, and I was like, that is unusual enough. That is perfect.
That's fucking great.
The pear of anguish.
Don't make me get the pear. This is fucking...
Not the pear.
Oh, great, 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 great granddaddy used the pear on your grandmother.
Used to pear me all the time.
She was a hoe. No, I'm just kidding.
Horror.
Okay. Okay.
How many stories you got for me?
I got one, and it's a recent current event, and it's actually it's not horror based, but it's kind of it's weird.
Intriguing.
It's intriguing, and it's funny. Like it's just it's pretty good.
All right. I've got one story, and then a bunch of like short tales.
Okay.
To go with it. Okay. No, actually, not to go with it. They are stories about a haunted forest.
You almost said a whore.
A hoary forest.
A hoary forest. My kind of forest.
Yeah, I know. So, you want to play a game?
What kind of bullshit is this? Listen, if you're going to put Bear Chop on my goddamn head... I am playing your game. I'm already dead.
Like I'm getting the pear out.
I'm getting the pear out. You got 5 seconds to answer these questions or you're getting a hole. New hole.
Be like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
Oh, God.
I don't like it. All right. So, Corey Feldman appeared in which 2 Friday the 13th films? A, A New Beginning and Jason Lives. B, Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, and Jason X. C, Jason Takes Manhattan and Freddy vs. Jason. Or D, The Final Chapter and A New Beginning.
D.
Wow, good job.
I had to remember the characters because it's there's a lot of characters in all the Jason films. So.
There are.
That's good.
Okay. One for one.
Woohoo.
Uh-oh. In 2017, which actor played Pennywise in the remake of the horror film It?
Oh, okay. I know his last name.
Is it A, Bill Skarsgård, B, Stellan Skarsgård, C, Alexander Skarsgård, D, Gustav Skarsgård.
Bill. Yeah. I saw an interview with him just like the other day.
Okay.
Just.
I gotta see if I can find a.
Yeah, 2 for 2. Woohoo! I'm doing a lot better than last week.
I gotta see if I can find a.
That's a bullshit. You can't do that.
What?
Cheater.
I'm not even looking at him, though.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were looking out there going, son of a bitch. Like, you can't get 2 for 2. Okay.
Okay, well, I know this one.
Okay.
But I don't know if you do or not. What was the name of the little girl played by Heather O'Rourke in Poltergeist?
There's no multiple choice in this, is there?
A.
Oh.
Lucy Ann. B. Carol Ann. C. Beth Ann. D. Michelle Ann.
What was the choice for B?
Carol Ann.
B.
B?
Yeah.
You going B?
Yeah.
Carol Ann.
Is it?
That's right.
Let's go 3 for 3.
Fuck me.
Is it your turn yet? Bitch, you can't keep Link contesting me. What the fuck?
One more.
What?
You gotta lose sometime.
I knew you were coming after me. That's some bullshit. I feel good. Could just give it away. You're like, bonus round, bitch. We did 3 last week. The fuck is this new rule shit?
All right. Where does John Carpenter's 1982 cult classic, The Thing, take place? A. New Zealand.
Oh, shit.
B. The Mariana Trench. C. Antarctica. Or D. Mount Everest.
Trench.
Wrong.
You son of a bitch.
Antarctica.
Oh, shit.
They're in the snow and shit. Nice.
Fuck. All right. God damn it. Oh, it slides, doesn't it?
Yes, it slides. We went over this last week.
Well, you know what we didn't do last week? 4 fucking rounds. You bastard. I could have had all of them, and you're like, not today, Jesus. All right. You son of a bitch. That's all I gotta say.
Have you tried the new Mountain Dew? The Voodoo?
Yeah, that one's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck, you'll know this one. At least I hope so. You better know this one, because I know this one. In The Shining, what is the room number that Jack Torrance encounters a young lady having a bath in? Is it A, 666? Is it B, 146? C, 528? Or D, 237?
237.
Okay, yep.
Yeah,
1 for 1.
This is a really iconic...
Yeah, I know. Well, it's on the keychain for the Explorer, too. Yeah. So I was like, you should fucking know it. Okay.
Yeah, if I don't know that one, we got problems.
No, that was too easy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was way too fucking easy.
That's fine.
I ain't giving you this fucking easy ones. This is a bullshit. Okay. In Halloween... What scary movie is Lindsay Wallace watching on TV? Is it A, Night of the Living Dead? Is it B, Psycho? Is it C, The Thing? Or is it D, The Blob?
Night of the Living Dead.
Wrong. It was C, The Thing.
That was going to be my next one. I was like, yeah, it's one of those two. It's one of the other movies where they were watching that, Night of the Living Dead. Not Halloween.
No.
A different series, now that I think about it more. So.
Okay.
I do remember that now.
Okay.
All right. 1 and 1. Okay,
1 and 1. Okay, here's one that you might... I got one.
Okay.
In The Haunting in Connecticut, what was previously on the grounds of the house that the Campbell family rents? Is it A, a cemetery, B, a coal mine, C, a mortuary, or D, an asylum?
Mortuary.
No, you got it right. Ding, ding, ding.
It's actually one of my favorites.
Is it really?
Of the newer films, it's one of my favorites. Because it's so hard to find a good newer horror that I like, so I tend to go back and watch those ones more often.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. We got your bonus round, motherfucker. So if you get this right, we're fucking tied. You all son right, of a all bitch.
Alright.
In the third installment of this long-running horror series, the iconic villain never appears.
Is it Halloween 3? As soon as you said the iconic villain doesn't appear in it, like, I knew right there. Halloween 3.
I didn't even have to fucking say anything. Okay, we're tied now, you son of a bitch. There we go. Fucking... Get your goddamn box. Hey, hey. You like my box. I do like your box. Anyway.
Well, like, fuck. Give me the rest of the goddamn cards, asshole.
Fuck your cards. Shit.
Oh, man. Been watching, I know it's not necessarily horror. I was in the sci-fi realm-ish. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Rings of Power.
I heard that was pretty good.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. I like it so far. Ooh, pretty good.
Would recommend or what?
I would definitely recommend to watch it. It's on Amazon Prime.
Shit. I'm
definitely,
have to watch
definitely
that.
Recommend. The new season of Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Came out. Dude, have you finished it?
Nope. Nope. I know you want to talk about it.
I do want to talk about it because holy fuck sticks. It's a good season.
Yep, the last episode that I was on was, they just finished the tournament versus the Cobra Kai.
That's almost every season.
No. They finished the tournament to go to the big tournament. I can't remember.
Are you on the new season?
Yeah, I'm on the new season. Like, but it's all three of the masters joined together training and shit like that.
Yeah.
Everybody. So they get to train in different styles.
So you're
styles.
Like almost to the end.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
There's like one episode left, I think.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, so. There's only 10 episodes.
Yeah, so I'm one episode.
And that's like 8 or 9, that episode.
I think it's 8. So I think I got 2 more. Yeah, I think there's 2 more left.
There might be, but... Holy fuck sticks.
Yep.
Did you see where they went to go talk to Kreese? Johnny and LaRusso?
Oh, are you talking about in the jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious.
That was funny.
Here's my lawyer's number.
What was it? Fuck or fuck you, motherfucker, something like that.
Yeah.
That was
something
funny.
Like that. I was like, dude, that was sweet. That was poetic justice right there.
It was.
So I made it to round 2.
I saw that.
Face of Horror. I made it to round 2.
I've been voting.
I'm in second place still. I dropped before round 2 ended. I actually dropped down to like 5th place.
Yeah,
and then back up to second.
That's pretty fucking
yeah.
Because I've been cheering the shit out of that goddamn post.
And I've got like 5 days, four or five days left of this round. And I'm round 2. I'm still, I'm going to pull it up right now.
You're still good though. I mean, like, even if you're in second place right now still.
Oh yeah. If I'm still in second place. Yeah. Yeah.
By the time this round is over.
Yeah. Yeah. Currently number 2.
Good.
And there's 4 days left.
Get your votes in.
Yeah, I'm currently still in second place. I hope to stay there. I hope to make it to the end. I mean, that would be phenomenal.
Cool.
So they went from like, there was like 85 people in each group, something like that. 84, 85 people in each group. And for this first round, they knocked it down to 20 people per group. Like, that's a lot.
That is a lot of people.
It's going to drop down 5 more people after the second group.
Shit.
So there will only be 15. And then
so on and so forth. Yeah.
So forth until there's hardly anybody.
And then there's just you.
And then they'll take all the groups and you compete against the other groups.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So there's probably going to be one from each group that you're competing.
I don't know. I don't remember. I read the rules, but I'm hoping to. I would be happy if I made it to like close to the end. I mean, I want to be the end.
You want to be the winner.
I want to be the winner. But I would be still ecstatic to have made it almost to the end.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
yeah, you know,
that means that you're quite the badass to getting there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Feel it.
So pretty excited about that. Cool stuff. So I went to Wenatchee the other day. Mm-hmm. I was gonna go to Spirit of Halloween because being a different location, sometimes they have different stuff up. If it's a bigger store, they'll have more up or less, whatever.
Yeah.
They're in the mall. They're I think it's the Apple Valley Mall, I think is what it's called. Fucking closed. Not even open. This is like 1 o'clock or 12 noon. It was noon. It was about lunchtime. Closed. I'm like, well, maybe that location's not open yet. Whatever. I walked down the mall and all the other fucking stores I wanted to go to, closed.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like Hot Topic was closed. Spencer's was closed. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here? And then it wasn't a store that I was going to go to, but at the end of the mall is Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yeah.
They were closed.
Weird.
Or at least they were closed from being able to get in from the mall.
Yeah.
I didn't drive around. I mean, I wasn't going into that store, so yeah. I didn't like drive over to see if I could get in from the other side because I had no reason to go in there.
Yeah.
But it was just weird.
That is weird.
I mean, it was a Sunday, but
you'd think that they'd still have an open.
Noon. It wasn't like it was, you know,
like late at night,
in the afternoon or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Weird, weird stuff.
That is weird.
So then I decided I went to the end of town, checked out Walmart because their Walmart gets different stuff than us as far as Halloween stuff. They had some okay stuff, okay. You know. And then I went across the street, checked out their Home Depot, because again, different Home Depots, different locations get different stuff.
Yeah.
Our Home Depot had a bigger Halloween section than the one in Wenatchee.
Really?
I was surprised. I was like, "What the fuck? This is weird."
That's fucking. Because I mean, even in the Home Depot, what we have, it's not a lot.
It's
but...
not, but it's even less than Wenatchee.
That's sad.
And then I went to Lowe's because I hadn't been in there yet to look at the Halloween stuff there. They had a pretty decent selection. I bought a he's sitting over there. He's a one of those plastic pumpkins.
He's a pear.
But he's in the shape.
He's in the shape of a pear.
He's in the shape of Oogie Boogie, and he's colored like Oogie Boogie.
He's pear shaped.
Damn it.
Now you can't get it out of your head because it looks like a pear.
God damn you, son of a bitch. If I throw it hard enough at your head, it'll be the pear of anguish.
Hey, you gave me a fourth bonus round, so I don't want to fucking hear it. Anyway.
Oh, man. And then they had some other cool stuff there. But, so it wasn't a total loss. And then I went to a Target where I got the mummy there. Found a few other little things and stuff, and then I went to Fred Meyer's, looked at their Halloween stuff. Kind of lacking.
Really?
Yeah. And then I came.
Yeah, maybe, you know, wait until like the first week of.
It's just weird because like it used to be like, I remember back in the day when I was like 16, 17, 18, you know, driving age, I could drive there. I would go to the Wenatchee and around this time, and of course we had Shopko back then too. There would be tons of Halloween stuff out, and they would have like bins and bins of horror movies. Like that's actually how I got a lot of my horror movie collection, is because I would buy it that time of the year because that's when there was a plethora of them.
I do remember like the. Even like 10, 15 years ago, they had the bins and stuff like that with horror movies. That
you can grab. They didn't. No bins of horror movies.
Oh, don't do it anymore.
No. Well, even recently, within the past few years, Walmart used to have, they'd bring out horror movies and they'd have a display. I haven't seen that yet this year.
They have one. It's a small one, though.
It must be super small because I keep overlooking.
It's on one little rack thing.
And yeah, it's just usually like an end cap.
Yeah, it's an end cap, yeah.
But I haven't seen it. Where's that?
It's electronics. Well, just like right in the beginning, right where the movies are and stuff like that. It's right there. Mm-hmm. It's at that end cap.
Must not have very many movies on it.
No, they had a few. They had some of the originals and stuff. But you know what they need to bring back? Fucking Hastings.
Fuck yes. I loved Hastings. Around Halloween time, holy fuck.
That was my shit.
That was my jam. I love tasting.
I love going out there just to hang out. You can read fucking comic books and shit like that and chill out.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. So, moving on. You want to hear a little creepy little story?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. So, I've got The Legend of the Goatman. This is done by Natasha Okpala. She's the one who put this story together, so I just want to give props to where it's due, you know.
I feel it.
So, the Goatman legend began way back in the 1940s and 50s. The Goatman goes by other names, like the Popelik Monster, Satyr, and Faun. He has the lower body of a goat and the upper body of a man with arms growing out of his head. It is said that he is between 6 and 8 feet tall, and he makes a very high-pitched squealing sound. Most people have come close to encountering the ghost goatman. They have said that there's a certain odor that you would smell that would be a dead giveaway he was near. The Goatman is said to live in caves, under bridges, and outside of cities and towns. He has been seen holding an axe to kill his prey, or victims. It is not a supernatural creature, though, so he is vulnerable. The first actual report of the Goatman was in 1957, where some people reported that they saw a hairy monster in the Forestville in Upper Marlboro area. The story of the Goatman began at the Batesville Agricultural Research Center. It is said that the Goatman was created by a scientist, Dr. Scott Fletcher, who used to work at the research center. He was experimenting with goats with his assistant, William Watsford. When something went wrong in the experiments, and that's how the Goatman was created. It is said that he then started attacking cars with an axe and roaming the backwoods of Beltsville. This is not the only story that was created about how the Goatman came about, but it is one of the most people have heard of. Other stories of the half-man, half-animal that walks on two legs, or of a hermit who just roams around the woods and when anyone approaches him, runs away. The Goatman has been seen in Louisiana, Kentucky, Texas, Maryland, and many other states. The story in Texas is that the Goatman was a man named Jack, who was very close to his goats. One day some men came to bother Jack and his goats. The next night, deputies came to look for Jack and his goats. A couple weeks later, people saw noises from under a bridge and smelling a very foul odor in the air. When some deputies went to go investigate this, they didn't expect to see what they saw that night. When they turned around, they saw a very tall creature with red eyes holding the head of Jack's favorite goat in Jack's body. Also, it is said that if you park your car on Goatman's Bridge, which is located in Texas, turn off all the lights and honk your horn 3 times, the Goatman will appear. Goatman is believed to be responsible for the deaths of pets that are just roaming around in the woods. And couples that are parked in cars in the woods or secluded or in a secluded place. It can jump very high and to great distances. In 1957, some people said that they had seen the Goatman themselves. In 1962, it reportedly killed 14 hikers. So far, the Goatman is believed to be responsible for the death of 15 people. Survivors of the Goatman said that it hacks its victims to pieces while making weird sounds. When authorities come to the scenes, all they find are lifeless bodies that have been decapitated. The Goatman is known particularly to hang around Governor's Bridge in Davidson, Maryland. Governor's Bridge is also known as Crybaby Bridge because of another tale about a mother who threw her baby over the bridge, and people who crossed the bridge would hear the ghostly sound of a baby crying. Some have also said to have seen a creature wielding an axe called the Bunny Man near Fairfax County. Known as Bunny Man Bridge, there's a document called Legend of the Goatman, Horrifying Monsters, Cryptids, and Ghosts. It was released September 1st, 2013. It tells of someone who was kidnapped and forced to live in a cave for 6 days by these creatures. A swamp covering 2 states in Virginia is said to be filled with these creatures and ghosts. There's also a movie titled Jimmy Tupper versus the Goatman of Bowie. The plot of the movie is Jimmy is intoxicated in the woods after a prank his friends played on him. When he returns, he's covered in blood. Jimmy and his friends head into the woods with a video camera to prove that the Goatman is real and not just a story. There are so many stories of the Goatman and where he's located at. There are even some folk songs about the mysterious creature. Some people have witnessed the Goatman himself, and some have just made up some stories. So beware of the Goatman. Be careful roaming around the black woods of Bell's.
Okay. Okay, okay. So, you know,
I know you've done the Pope Lick monster before.
Yeah, so, we have. I didn't know that either.
So, you know, interesting.
So, not supernatural, but an experiment gone wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That's pretty kick-ass, actually. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So, murdering animal people.
Right?
Fuck, though. I can see that. The Bunnymen. I feel like I've heard of that.
I've heard of it. I have no... I've heard of the films. There's a couple films. They're low budget.
We haven't done that, have we?
But we haven't done a story on the Bunnymen. I don't think.
No?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
We will be.
We will be now. Shit.
Fuck, so,
we've done a lot, though, so...
This week's episode, the state was picked by my youngest daughter and her fiancé.
Nice!
I gave them a list. I said, pick a state. They picked a state. First state they picked, we'd already done. So I was like, okay, you got to pick a different one. We've already done that one. So
that's what's up.
Yeah, because I was like trying to figure out, okay, which state I should do next. I was kind of going originally in kind of like a general circle or whatever. But then I was like, you know what, fuck it. Throw a dart, basically. Throw a dart at a map.
Yep. Here's where we're going.
Exactly.
Shit, okay.
So I thought that was an interesting thing. They picked the state, and I just found what I could that takes place in that state.
I like it. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty good. Shift.
Right? Goatman.
The Goatman. Coming back.
Speaking of the Goatman, going to be going to Texas.
Don't die.
May or may not be going to see Goatman's Bridge.
You son of a bitch.
You guys will just have to wait to find out.
Fuck, though. Goddamn. You just don't die. Just I bring a gun. It's Texas.
They're not going to let me take a gun on the plane.
You get a gun.
I just rent one.
Can I rent this gun for the day? There's a hairy man out there. There's a really hairy motherfucker.
Oh, God.
With an axe. You know what does better than an axe? A gun.
Usually.
But fuck, all right.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, do you have anything else?
I do, but I didn't know if you wanted to tell yours.
Oh.
Or if you wanted to wait till the end. We're kind of just changing all kinds of shit up, so.
All right. Well, dude, we can switch it up. Switch back and forth, and then you do your little ones. All right, cool.
All right, cool.
Sweet.
Let's hear what you got.
All right, so.
More one-star reviews of the pair.
Of the... No. Not that. No.
Oh, you know you want to.
So, this actually just happened a couple weeks ago. So.
Wow.
Yeah, this
is all recent.
Then. Yeah, this
very,
is current news.
Recent. Okay, okay.
This so, the story title is Arresting the Sheriff's Wife. And this is also in Texas. And this is... This is September 8th this year in Childress, Texas, USA. Okay, so inside his parked patrol car, Broderick Small slowly swiveled his head left and right. Nothing moved along the Highway 164. It was one of those stretches of road his fellow deputies referred to as arrow pancakes. As straight as an arrow and flat as a pancake. Broderick's car sat next to the low bush, but there was not much else on the grassy roadside to keep him hidden. Deputy Smalls was new to Childress County since he was at the bottom of the pecking order at the sheriff's office. He expected mindless assignments like hunting for speeders on nearby abandoned roads. He was determined to make a good impression and not complain. He was still getting to know most of his coworkers. They were a quiet bunch without an obvious sense of humor. Broderick could not recall hearing any of them laugh. The serious tone was set by Sheriff Williams. He was at least 6'5" tall and barrel-chested. When he spoke, it was in a deep, wall-rattling bellow. He usually showed up at the sheriff's station growling and red-faced as if he had just been in a fist fight. After frowning his way through an inspection of desks in the office bullpen, he disappeared into his own private office and slammed the door. "What does he do all day?" Broderick asked one of his fellow deputies. "Beats me," answered the deputy. "Where did he come from? How did he get to be sheriff?" "I have no idea. All I know about him is he's got a wife who drives too fast." As Broderick sat in his patrol car, sipping a bottle of Dr. Pepper, he suddenly saw a red speck on the horizon. It grew bigger and bigger until Broderick could see it was traveling too fast under the 70-mile-per-hour speed limit. He grabbed his radar gun. The now clearly identifiable red Mustang registered 105 and showing no signs of slowing down as it blew past Broderick, he flipped on his lights and gave chase. The Mustang kept flying for another half a mile until pulling over to the highway shoulder. Broderick excited his patrol car and cautiously approached. With one hand near his gun holster, he got a first clear view of the driver. She had big, dyed blonde hair and wore buckets of makeup. She chewed gum in the rhythm of to the lights flashing behind her, flashing police lights. "Ma'am, do you know how fast you were going?" asked Broderick. "Yes, I do," replied the woman, checking her eyeliner in the rearview mirror. "Then you know it was way over the speed limit." Probably. "I'm going to need to see your license and registration." The woman reached to the purse sitting on the passenger seat and fished out her driver's license. "Here you go," she said sharply. "You must be new in town." Yeah, I am." "Then you probably don't recognize me. I'm the sheriff's wife. Check the license." Broderick read the name on the license. Marcia Williams? He looked over to see the woman smiling smugly back at him. What might happen if he gave the sheriff's wife a ticket? When the sheriff found out, Broderick could get fired on the spot. Or the sheriff might choose more painful ways to make his life miserable. He did not want to imagine how loud the sheriff would get when Broderick was called into the office to explain the ticket. Then again, Broderick did not want to get caught in a scandal. Marcia Williams clearly deserved a ticket. What if the public found out the entire sheriff's department was showing her favoritism? It might be on the news. Someone could record Marcia speeding and put it on YouTube. Broderick quickly weighed the consequences. Since he was new in town, he decided it was best for him to show a little leniency and try to educate Marcia. A little lecture might help change her driving habits. "You realize, Miss Williams, that we all have to obey the law," Broderick said sternly. "Your speed isn't safe for yourself or anyone else on the road." "You're probably right," said Marcia without any much conviction in her voice. "I'm going to give you a warning this time, but I don't want to pull you over again." "I've learned my lesson," said Marcia, reaching for her license. A few moments later, she drove off in the Mustang and Broderick returned to his police cruiser. He drove back to his spot next to the bush and wondered if he had handled Marcia the right way. He did not wonder long. 10 minutes later, a red spot appeared on the horizon. He grabbed his radar gun. Marcia Williams' red Mustang clocked 100 miles per hour as she rocketed past, traveling in the opposite direction of her original flyby. Broderick flipped on his lights and gunned the engine and of the patrol car. The Mustang pulled over. Broderick marched up to the driver's window. "You again?" said Marcia Williams. "You told me you learned your lesson." "Sure I did. I learned that you knew that you knew better than to give me any tickets." Broderick glared at her. What an insult. She was deliberately flouting the law. She was taunting him and questioning his bravery. "License and registration, please," demanded Broderick. "Oh, you wouldn't dare." "Oh, yes, I would." Broderick's hand shook as he wrote out the speeding ticket. By the time he was done, his temper had calmed, and he was not so confident as he passed Marcia her copy of the ticket along her license. "You sure about this?" she asked him with a nasty hiss. "It will be the last thing you ever do in this town." "I'm sure," replied Broderick with a nervous gulp. "It's the right thing to do." Broderick second-guessed himself for the rest of the day. He was so worried that he barely had the will to watch the lonely highway or hold up his radar gun. He turned down the volume of the police radio because he was afraid he might hear the sheriff's angry voice yelling at him to return to the station immediately. Broderick did not show his face in the station when his shift was over. He drove his patrol car home and left his civilian car in the station's parking lot. He nervously flipped through streaming channels all night on his couch and could not fall asleep. Broderick looked like a zombie when he arrived for work the next morning, but he decided to confront the sheriff about the ticket. He did not want to wait anxiously for the consequences. If he saw an opening for forgiveness, he would beg for mercy and claim temporary insanity. A few of Broderick's fellow deputies were trying to look busy by staring at computers in the office bullpen. Broderick walked numbly past them and knocked on the thick door of the sheriff's office. "What do you need?" shouted a gruff voice. "It's Broderick Smalls. I need to speak with you. Come in." Broderick found the sheriff staring at a file on his messy desk. Broderick shuffled forward, holding out his copy of the speeding ticket. "You must have already heard about this from your wife. I don't know what I was thinking. I could tear it up." "What are you talking about?" mumbled the sheriff, ripping the paper from Broderick's hand. He studied the writing and asked, "So what is this? Who's Marcia Williams?" "Your wife?" "My wife? I don't have a wife." "She said she was your wife. Everyone in the office said you had a wife who drove fast." "They did, huh? So you thought she was my wife and you gave her a ticket anyway?" "It seemed like the right thing to do at the time, but now that I think about it..." "Stop talking." The sheriff got up from his desk, opened his office door. He looked around at his deputies. "How many of you have pulled over a woman for speeding who claimed to be my wife?" Everyone in the room sheepishly raised their hands. "And how many of you gave her a ticket?" The hands dropped. "Well, I don't have a wife. That one's been fooling you this whole time. And none of you but Smalls had the guts to call her on it." The sheriff gestured towards Broderick, who was standing behind him. "Just so you know, my supposed wife is named Marcia Williams. She drives a red Mustang. I consider it open season on her. Understand?" The deputies nodded their heads. The sheriff turned around toward Broderick. "As for you, I barely got off the phone with the FBI. They need help with an investigation. Something about a kidnapping and buried oil money. A lot more interesting than writing tickets. You want the job?" Broderick wiped his relieved forehead. "Oh, yes, sir." And that was it. So that just happened a couple weeks ago. And all these motherfuckers were so scared to pull over the sheriff's wife.
Wow.
That bitch... She was just getting away with it.
And nobody questioned it. They're like, oh, well, fuck, I don't want to give the sheriff's wife a ticket.
Yeah,
like,
no shit. Dude. I mean, I get it. Holy fuck. But, like, at the same time, like...
Nah.
Like, nah. I don't know about that.
No.
Fucking
ridiculous.
I'm going to be all like, I'm the sheriff's husband. Like, when I get pulled over next time, check the license plate. It's just like, that ain't going to work. I'll get my boobs out. I'm just fucking...
Flash them a little bit.
You just start sheepishly
pulling your shirt up. He's like, what are you doing? Nothing.
How close am I getting away from that ticket? Not very.
But you're getting closer to the handcuffs.
Ooh. Kinky. All right, now step out of the car. Spread them. Yes, sir.
God damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's some funny shit there.
That's good, though.
That's a good one.
I thought it was interesting that is a real fucking story that happened.
Honestly, I would have probably saw that not even... I would have thought it was made up.
I did, too. Seriously. I had to reread the...
Because I'm like, this day and age, really? Like, I could see that, like, 10, 20 years ago.
I'm the sheriff's wife.
You know, I can see that kind of stuff. It must be a big town or a big area.
It's got to be.
Because if it's a small area, like, where we live...
Everybody knows everybody.
People would fucking know. They'd be like... No, you're not. You're getting this fucking ticket, bitch.
Yeah. Nice try, dumbass.
You lose.
And just walking away. God, oh. I'd be a horrible officer.
Right?
I gotta search you, ma'am.
Think you're hiding drugs? Gotta strip search you? Don't worry about the music.
What's the music for? It's for my other job. I'm a DJ.
Wiki, wiki.
At your birthday party.
Did you see that?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Walking up and you're just like giving somebody a ticket for speeding or something. You're like, hand them your business card for your DJ side gig that you do.
No.
I see you got a birthday coming up. Need a DJ?
No. This is how you do it. No, this is how you do it. You don't give them the ticket. You hand them the pamphlet for your DJing services, and then you're like, then they're like, what's this? Oh, I'm a DJ. And then they're like, oh, that's cool. And they're like, yeah, so, you know, I also got this ticket here.
So
choose wisely. I have your address. I can mail it to you, or you book me. That's extortion. Nope, it's just business.
I know you have a birthday coming, so just, yeah, book.
For your services. Well, 10% off.
10% off your ticket.
10% off your ticket. Let's go.
Book me now for 10% off your speeding ticket.
God damn it. So, moving forward.
Oh, man.
What do we got?
Oh, we got a pair.
Shut the fuck up. I want to think about that shit. What do you got for us? You say a pear again.
An apple? No. What I got is a haunted forest.
Ew!
Yeah. I have no pictures for this because they're just a bunch of urban legends and folklore about the Pocomoke, which is one of the most haunted forests in Maryland.
So Pocahontas?
Pocomoke.
P-O-C-O-M-O-K-E. Pocahontas.
Whatever.
Okay.
Fucking Pocahontas. Fucking Horror the Explorer. Alright. There's nothing like some good old urban legends about severed heads, hitchhikers, and ladies in white to get the conversation going around a good old campfire. There are scores of these stories set in Pocomoke Forest, all alleged to be true. In fact, there was even a research paper about the forest and its lore in the folklore collection at the Edward H. Knab Center at Salisbury University. So, without further ado, here are some of the most intriguing tales of the forest. This one's titled The Boyfriend. A boy and a girl were in a car, ran out of gas. They heard something. The boy got out to look for a phone, and he told her not to turn around or get out of the car and to lock all the doors. He was gone for a long time, and she kept hearing noises on the roof of the car. She never turned around at all. She just laid on the seat. She fell asleep and finally woke up. It was morning. She remembered what had happened, so she sat up slowly, looked out the front windshield, then she turned slowly toward the back window, and she saw her boyfriend's head sitting on the trunk. She screamed and got out. The sounds she heard that night were the fingernails of her boyfriend scraping the top of the car where somebody had hung him feet first in a tree. The story is told as the honest truth. It explains what can happen when someone runs out of gas in the Pocomoke Forest.
What the fuck? Oh my god, okay. Okay.
Interesting, huh?
That's weird.
Like, the boyfriend must have knew something because he told her not to turn around. Not to look. I'm curious, though, if she had turned around, what would she have seen?
Get raped?
You know, I mean, it's interesting.
That is weird, though. I mean, maybe it wasn't her boyfriend who told her not to turn around, though.
It's said in the story that he told her not to.
That's weird.
Yep. You ready for the next? These are all short stories, so. This one is called The Hook Man. A young man and a lady were parking in the confines of Pocomoke Forest. The radio was playing, and all of a sudden, a special bulletin came on. It seems that an inmate at the Cambridge State Hospital had just escaped. He was last seen headed for the Pocomoke Forest from the Salisbury area. He'd be recognized as being about 6 feet tall, weighing in about 165 pounds. Having jet black hair, a beard that was also black. His right hand had been cut off, and in his place was a hook. His problem was that he killed people who disturbed the Pocomoke Forest. In about half an hour, the young lady broke away from the young man's embrace, scared to death. She insisted that he take her right home, right now, because she had heard a noise. When the young man and the young lady got out of the car, they heard a clanging noise. They looked in the gutter beside the car, and there lay a hook. To this day, the crazy man with the hook for a hand has been seen many times, but he has never been caught.
God damn, so he's just chilling in the fucking forest, but he probably built like a shack or some shit out there.
Just fucking with people who are messing with the forest. I mean, he's like a forest guardian.
He didn't kill him though, so that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
So, this next tale is called The School Bus.
Oh God.
There was a busload of students going to see the old furnace. Excuse me, as a history class trip. The bus driver decided that it was quicker to use some of the back roads in the forest. The bus had some engine trouble while on the back roads. The driver got out to check and try to find the trouble. All of a sudden, there was a noise, as if people were walking up and down on top of the bus. Many of the students got curious. Nobody was scared, though. Odd. But then several horribly ugly faces appeared as several of the windows on the bus. These faces appeared as if out of nowhere. The teacher told everybody to close their windows if they were open. She tried to calm everybody down. Then she went to ask the driver if he was ready to go, but he was nowhere to be found. There was a skeleton beside the front of the bus. The teacher very hurriedly closed the hood of the bus and got in and drove it back to the school. To this day, the bus driver has never been found.
Oh, you said there was horrible, ugly faces in the windows. I was like, that's a really messed up to call the kids.
That's a reflection in the window.
Oh, they're hideous. Like, no. That's what I thought. Oh, God.
I wondered about that when I saw you starting to laugh.
I will spit out my drink. Man.
So, I have two more for you.
Okay.
This is called Fireball. And no, not the drink. A guy from Westover was driving his car through Pocomoke Forest to Snow Hill. He looked ahead and saw a very bright object. The closer he got, the brighter the object became until finally it was directly in front of him, about 30 or 35 yards. He couldn't tell whether it was yellow or green. Since the object was blocking the road, he could get only 25 yards in front of it. Suddenly, his car cut off, and he came to an abrupt stop directly in front of the object. Too frightened to do anything, he sat in the car and watched it. It looked like a big yellow box. After 15 minutes passed, the object slowly drifted off into the woods. The man's car automatically started. He finished his trip.
Okay.
So, there's one more.
Oh,
and
shit.
And it's tied to the first one.
Is it really?
To this last one that I just told. Yeah.
Okay.
And it is called Ball of Fire. Second version. In about 1921.
What?
The name. Sorry, the name. In about 1921, Paul Walker was holding...
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to keep it together, but the name just...
Yeah, didn't he die in a fireball,
Vin Diesel
too?
Vin must have been with him.
No, I'm pretty sure Paul Walker died in a fireball when he crashed his car. R.I.P. Paul.
Did you know Paul Walker had dandruff?
Oh, God.
I didn't either until I saw his head and shoulders in the red box.
It's like, how did Paul Walker cross the road? He didn't. He did. Oh, God. Good shit. Okay, well, we can continue this shit, though. We're good.
All right. Okay. I'm going to start at the beginning. In about 1921, Paul Walker was holding a revival back in the Pocomoke Forest. Out past West Post Office at Pine Ridge. Several of the local women had been converted, and some of their husbands were unhappy about it. They got together to take guns and beat up the evangelist and burned the church down. When they got to the church, the leader of the group got up to the front door. It was open, but he couldn't get in. He was paralyzed. As the others tried to get in, a ball of fire descended on the roof. It split in two and went down the sides of the church, scaring them all away.
What the fuck?
And then Paul Walker drove off in his skyline.
Him, his eclipse, his freaking...
Sorry. Oh, God.
No. God, that's interesting, though.
So a lot of little short stories that do with Pocomoke. forest. There's much more than that. I got rid of a bunch of the stories because we just don't have time for them all.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to have time for them all, we just don't.
I'm sorry, guys.
God, I want to say there was something else I wanted to talk about today, but I don't recall what it was.
And I don't really have anything else to...
You want to do one last?
Sure. One round.
We'll break the tie. You take one, and I will take one.
God damn it.
Right? You want to read first? You want me to read first?
You go first. Everyone remembers Jamie Lee Curtis' iconic role as Laurie Strode in the Halloween franchise. Who was her famous mother? A. Grace Kelly. B. Janet Leigh. C. Audrey Hepburn. Or D. Eva Marie Saint.
What was the second one?
Janet Leigh.
That's the one.
Yeah, you got it right. Fuck.
Who was in what movie?
What?
Janet Leigh.
I don't remember.
Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
That was her.
That was her.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yep.
Well, fuck.
All right. Well, you should get this one.
I hope so.
I'm going to be seriously disappointed if you don't get
you're
this
disappointed.
One.
Disappointed. Okay. You're disappointed when you're fucking fourth random round.
Which movie star had an unfortunate end in the original Friday the 13th? A. Johnny Depp. B. Denzel Washington. C. Kevin Bacon. D. Fred Willard.
What was B again?
Denzel Washington.
What was A?
Johnny Depp.
Who had an unfortunate end, like a kill scene?
Somebody was murdered in Friday the 13th, the original.
It's D. Denzel Washington.
I am so fucking disappointed.
Wait, who is it?
God damn it.
What was it?
So disappointed.
What is it?
It's Kevin Bacon.
Oh, fuck.
One of his first roles. One of his very first roles. Was Friday the 13th.
Fuck.
And he got murdered in it. Arrow. Right through the back of the throat.
Oh, okay, I'm dumb.
Johnny Depp, however.
His was on
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's why I knew it wasn't Johnny Depp, but.
Denzel Washington, I don't know of any horror movies that he's done. Off the top of my head. I'm sure he has. I just don't off the top of my head. Fred Willard, that name sounds familiar. I'm actually going to have to look that one up. I want to say Tremors.
So it was Kevin Bacon.
Correct. But I believe he played opposite of Kevin Bacon in the first Tremors.
Yeah.
I'm confirming this. Willard. Of course, my internet is acting up, so it's going to be a little slow. No.
What was it?
That guy. Okay. He was in Anchorman. He was in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. He was in How High with Redman and Method Man.
He does. Okay. Okay.
Yep. I just was like, God, I know that name.
So Kevin Bacon, huh?
Yeah. One of his first films.
And I believe
it was his very first, but it might have been his very first or second. I'd have to look it up to know for sure, but it was one of his first couple within the first one or two.
But
yeah.
I don't have anything else. You?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so per se. Yeah, I can't think of anything else other than Halloween's around the corner.
Yeah.
Get all your spooky shit out. Decorate your houses. Decorate your yard. Cars, whatever.
Just watch some horror movies.
Fucking decorate horror movies and popcorn and get your little blanket and turn the lights out. Get spooked.
Should we just turn the lights out too?
And go to haunted houses? People need to go to haunted houses. Start getting spooked.
I agree. I think that's a good... But... Make sure you guys like and subscribe to this video, you fuckers. We love you.
Follow us. Let us know what you thought.
Yep. All right. So, well,
see you, fuckers.
Later.